5. And I remember back when I was a teenager, attending Plug Run Church, and to hear what we referred to at that time as the saints of God. And I'm talking about the those elderly men and women who have served the Lord 40, 50, 60 years. And to hear them as a teenager talk about how amazing God has been, how faithful God has been, helped shape my image of God. And too often, I don't think we share enough and praise the Lord enough verbally as we're gathered together. Those testimonies that what God is doing are vital to the life of young believers as they grow in the Lord. And often, you know, as Rhea Don was talking about, we hear the negative stuff. But isn't it good this morning to hear that God is still moving and working and doing great things in the lives of believers? Amen. That's good stuff. You know, nothing is impossible with God. The world says he can't do this, he can't do that, and the world will tell you all kinds of things. But I'm here to tell you today, God still works in the lives of people. And he can give us more than we ever dream or imagine. We serve an awesome God. Praise his name this morning. Let's just continue to worship the Lord. And this morning we want to continue to share with you in regard to taking action. A couple weeks ago we talked to you about prayer, taking action. And then last week David Dean talked to us a bit about the power of one. And that one individual can make a difference in the lives of others. I'm thoroughly convinced of that. And I believe that each and every one of us this morning can make a tremendous difference in the life of somebody else. And so today we want to encourage you in regard once again to taking action. And so ask a question this morning. Just want you to think about for a moment. Have you ever been genuinely cared for? Where somebody has expressed to you concern or love or some sort of care for maybe a sickness you were going through or a difficulty you was going through or whatever that scenario that you were in. Somebody expressed care for you. I sure hope we've all been there. I really do. I hope that we felt like we've been cared for at some point. And I hope we've all felt that. On the opposite side of that, have you ever been the one who is cared for that individual who is facing illness or difficulty or loss or hurt or struggle? Was you the one expressing to that person that you care? I hope that we've been on both sides of that circumstance. Care in itself is an action word. When we talk about caring for somebody else, it's proclaiming, I'm taking action. I'm doing something because I care. I'm going to say this as carefully as I can. There probably are moments in our life where we need to step back and ask ourselves, do I care? Have you ever caught yourself saying, you know, I really don't care? Uh-oh. I really do. I think there's moments where we have to ask ourselves, do I genuinely care? That's a real question, church. A question that we need to deal with. A question we need to answer. Because if we're going to care, and I hope that we do, we must take action. But I've come to understand that if we don't care, guess what? We are not going to take action. Action, as I shared with you a week or two ago, is at the root of accomplishment. If we're going to pray, care, share, and empower others, it will require action. We can talk about it, and we've talked about it for some time now. But if we're going to do that, and I hope that we are, and I hope that we will, we're going to have to take action. We're going to have to do something. And that's exactly what action is. If you ask the question, what is action? It's the process of doing something or achieving an aim or a goal that only happens when we, let's say this together, do something. That wasn't very good. Let's try that again. Do something. That's action. If we say we care, we're going to do something about whatever that circumstance is. And so today I want to encourage us to take action in regard to care. We might wonder, how do we take action? How do we genuinely care for somebody? I believe Scripture can help us with that question. And so this morning I want to draw our attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25 and 26, and then I'll be sharing some other scriptures with us today. But I think this is a good place to start in regard to this concept of taking action in care. And so if you would, let's stand for the reading of the Word. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25 this morning. And it shares here with us that there should be no schism in the body, that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Join us in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, I ask that you would once again move as only you can. And Lord, that there would be a stirring in the heart of your people. A burden for genuine care. And Lord, because we're burdened with care, Lord, that we'll take action. And that we'll do something to impact the lives of somebody else. But Lord, honestly, for that to happen, we need you to come and move. And Lord, may your word today speak to us. Help us have a better understanding, a clarity, if we could, Lord, in regard to care. And the fact that, Lord, we are called to this thing of care. And so, Lord, we need your help this morning. We ask that you allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit for the preaching of the Word. We need your touch. We need you. Help us this morning, Lord, as we consider this thing of care. We ask in your precious name. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Paul shares with the church at Corinth very powerfully here about this thing of care for one another. I don't want to say too much at this point because we're going to address this particular passage here in just a few moments. But I want us to understand this morning that as believers, we are called to this thing of care for one another. Not just for one another, but for others, as we'll see in Scripture this morning. And so this care thing is important to the work of the church, important to the work of ministry. But this morning, how do we really take action in this thing of care? I believe this morning there's a few things I want to share with you because I want us to have a sense of clarity about care. If you're going to take action, we need to understand what care really is and what it's about. And so the first step in taking action in regard to care is it starts with an understanding of care. And so we ask the question this morning, what is care? When we say that we care about somebody, or we care about some circumstance, or we care about what somebody's going through, It's an understanding that we have a watchful oversight or an attentive assistance, a concern. And so when we say that we care about something or somebody, we're in a sense, I don't want us to get the sense that we're spying on people. That's not what I'm talking about, but that we have a sense of what somebody's going through and we notice somebody's going through something. That's that question, do I care? And so when we care for somebody, we recognize that there's something wrong, something's happening in their life. And then it's the assistance part. We notice something's happening, and then because we care, we give them assistance in some form or another. We do that because of concern. We see that they're going through something. We want to do something to help because we're concerned about their circumstances. That's what care is. Now, care comes in all kinds of forms, and I could be here all morning talking to you about the forms of care, but it comes in many, many ways. And I think this morning that you understand how care can flow out. I mean, you know, you can call somebody and say, hey, I was thinking about you. You know that, right? You don't know that? You know that. You know you can put a card in the mail and say, hey, I'm praying for you. If you have a smartphone, I know you know, you can send a text, right? Some of you might be doing that this morning while you're in church. Yeah. Well, I've got stories about that, but that's for another time. So we can send a text. Do you know where anybody lives? May not know where everybody lives, but you know where somebody lives. You can stop by and say, hey, you know what? I was thinking about you. Or you can bake some cookies. The pastor lives right around the corner. Just kidding. I really don't need any more cookies, but I won't refuse. Anyway, the list could go on and on and on. Do you drink coffee? Nobody here drinks coffee, right? That isn't true. You know there's a coffee shop in Shoals? I didn't get paid for this advertisement. But there's a coffee shop in Shoals. You know, you could pick somebody up and say, hey, let's go down to the coffee shop and get a coffee. See what I mean about the list? There's even a pizza place in Shoals. It's pretty good pizza. There's a Mexican restaurant in Shoals. There's even a hardware store in Shoals. Maybe somebody needs a flower shovel to plant flowers. It all says, I care. And so that list would go on and on and on. I can talk to you about that stuff all morning. But if any of that's going to happen, we have to take action. We have to come back and understand this thing of care. And so there's two very important terms that I want us to get this morning. One of them we know very well, and that term is sympathy. In fact, you can even buy a sympathy card. And often when a close friend or someone we know loses a loved one to death, we send them a sympathy card. And so the word sympathy. But the other word we don't hear very often, and I've mentioned it before, and I'm going to mention it again this morning, is empathy. Two important terms in this understanding of care. But often we never move beyond sympathy. Sympathy simply means that we feel for. We do recognize somebody's dealing with a circumstance, somebody's dealing with loss, or somebody's dealing with hurt, and we say, you know, I feel sorry for them. I hate, and we'll talk to them from time to time, you know, I hate that you're going through this. That's sympathy. That's why we sent the sympathy card to a person who has lost a loved one to death, because we feel sorry for them. that they're having to deal with whatever that is. And there's nothing wrong with sympathy. There's circumstances and times we see things and we feel sorry that they're having to deal with that. And so sympathy is this concept of feeling for. Empathy, on the other hand, is not feeling for. It's feeling with. That's a whole nother ballgame. If we're going to care for people, action. Not you know, we ought to or I should, but action. Actually doing something. We're going to have to move from sympathy, feeling for, to empathy, feeling with. It's when we feel with somebody is often what motivates us to do something. Maybe we've lost our mom or our dad or a sibling recently. And so we see that person dealing with the very same thing that we have recently dealt with. We feel empathy with them. We know the pain of loss, of loneliness and heartache. We feel with them. Maybe somebody's lost their home, and these are just examples, in a house fire. And it wasn't a month or two ago that you might have lost your home in a house fire. It's not if I feel sorry for them, you're feeling with them. You know the pain, you know the hurt, you know the loss. You know what they're going through. And so it's when we move from sympathy to empathy is when we really begin to genuinely care, because it moves us to action. How many times have we drove by a scenario and we say, that's unfortunate? I want you to know that's not care. And so when we talk about prayer, care, share, empower, it's not a couple rhyming words that are smashed in a sentence to make us feel better. It's a challenge to rise to. It's a call for action. And so I genuinely believe if we're going to care, we need to really understand what it means. Once again, care in itself is action. And so when we say we care, it's about doing something to help somebody in their circumstance. We need to take action. So as we continue to get a clearer understanding of this thing of care in order that we might take action, we find here in Corinthians chapter 12, verses 25 and 26, Paul is dealing with care within the body of Christ. And so we're not only supposed to care about the unsaved and those that are in our community and our neighbor, and we're going to talk more about that, but we're also to care for one another. Those of us that's seated right here in the church. Those we call brother and sister. Those who are part of the body of Christ. Because believe it or not, Christians hurt. Christians face loss. They lose family members. They deal with some tough circumstances. They need cared for too. And so we find in Scripture 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 25 and 26, as Paul shares with the church, that there should be no schism in the body, but that members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. This, if I can say, is a stunning passage regarding care within the body of Christ. Paul, first of all, says that there should be no schism or scission or division in the body of Christ. None. Shouldn't be there. We can talk about that for a long time. But the second statement that he makes is that the members should have the same care for one another. That simply says to us that everybody should be cared for. Not one person should be cared for more than the other, or somebody gets not as much care as somebody else, but everybody in the body of Christ, every brother and sisters we have right here at Dover Hill, should be cared for. Doesn't matter who they are. Doesn't matter how long they've attended. They should be cared for. That level of care for one another is going to be dependent on if we care or not. Yeah, I know. I said I was going to try to be as careful as I can. But, I mean, sometimes we just need to look at the truth. Now, I'm not saying this morning that we don't care for one another. That's not what I'm saying. But I hope we all know this morning that we care. Eric, I care about you. And I care what's happening. Pat, I care for you. And Dave, and Tima, and Dee, and Bob, and Doug, Minnie, everyone in the building, careful. And Eric, I'm glad you care for me. But there's other people in this building you care about, isn't there? There is. Many, I know there's people in this building you care about. When we stop caring about one another in the church, I'm not saying we have. There is no way we're going to care for anybody out there. It's my desire that when people walk through that door, they know they are cared for. Are we the best at it? Well, we're talking about being honest, right? We're probably not. We could all probably do much better. And I hope that's a concern. Because when we recognize that we can take care of one another better than we're doing, that means we're going to take action. And nothing robs us more of care for one another than the busyness of life. Life is busy. There's things that you're supposed to be doing you don't even know you're supposed to be doing. That's how busy life is. It's crazy at times. But may we be reminded that we're to care for one another. In fact, that's why this statement is so powerful from the Apostle Paul to the church at Corinth, or to the church. I don't want to say it was just for the church at Corinth. It's for the church. We're supposed to care so deeply that when one suffers, get this, all suffer. You know what that is? That's empathy. When one is suffering, We're all suffering. This is how deep we're talking about care this morning. But just not when that person suffers, but when that person is rejoicing. Not just the one rejoices, but the whole body rejoices. I'm going to get in all kind of trouble, but that's okay. Have you ever made the statement, I don't understand why the Lord blesses that one so much, or blesses that one? Why don't He bless me like that? Amen, Pastor. That's good preaching. One rejoices. The care and concern is so deep in the body of Christ that they all rejoice. Craig, it's great rejoicing with you this morning in what God has done. That's good stuff. Aren't you glad to rejoice with Craig in what God has done in his life? Amen. Yeah, that's okay. Amen. That's care. I think it's important where we understand this placement of these two verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. What Paul is talking about to the church is this importance of spiritual gifts and the ministry that each and every one has in regard to their spiritual gift. God has gifted every one of us for ministry. If you believe that or not, every one of us are gifted in some form or fashion. And ministry comes in all shapes and sizes, as Tish was talking about this morning in regard to faith. Right in the middle of this conversation about spiritual gifts, Paul talks about care within the body of Christ. And so we understand what I believe is something very important. We can care for one another in a very distinct Christian way. Christians, believers, that takes in you and I, look at care differently than the rest of the world. Or at least we should. Care should be something very real, something vivid, something moving in the heart and life of the believer. You might say, well, why is that, Pastor? Because nobody cared more deeply than Jesus. And it is Jesus who is living in us. If we don't care this morning, there's something spiritually wrong with us. Like that or not. As believers, we are called to care for one another. As we continue to understand this thing of care, not only is there care within the body of Christ, but there's care outside of the body of Christ. And this is where I'm talking about the unbeliever, the one who has not accepted Christ as Savior. Maybe your neighbor or a coworker or somebody that you know. And it's important for us as believers to have a relationship with somebody who doesn't know Christ as Savior. But we understand scripturally we are to care for those individuals that are in our neighborhood, that are in our workplace, that in the restaurant where we go to eat, that doesn't know Jesus. We're to care for them as well. And so we encounter Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 through 40, and this is the words of Jesus. And my, could we spend so much time here? We won't, but listen to this. Jesus saying, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. And I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did you see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." This is part of a parable that Jesus was sharing. But he also said to some others, "I was this, 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 and this. You didn't come to me. You didn't take me in. You didn't do this and you didn't do that." And the unrighteous says, "Well, Lord, when did we see you like this?" And Jesus said to them, "When you did it in as much to the least of these, you did it to me." Jesus is talking about genuine care for others. He wasn't talking about himself in the context of this passage. And what we see is that Jesus is setting a standard for us in regard to physical and spiritual care for others. And if you study this passage, you would come up with a list of things that Jesus addresses, things that we should care about, people that we should care for and care about. Jesus addresses those who are hungry. We should care about the hungry. Yes, I know there are people in our society, I'm going to be careful here too, that need to get a job and go to work and earn a living. Yes. But there are people in our society and in our culture today that are hungry. Not because they don't go to work, but because they can't afford to feed their family. Jesus said you should care about the hungry. It wasn't if we should, he just said you should. You should care about the hungry. You should care about the thirsty. And this just isn't physical, but it's spiritual. It's both and. There are people that are physically hungry, and believe it or not, even though we say it doesn't seem that way, there are people who are still spiritually hungry. They want to know more about the Lord. And so there's people that are hungry and thirsty, physically and spiritually. And then we come to this third concept that Jesus shares about those who are naked. I'm not sure we encounter too many people that are physically naked. Sometimes I wonder about how people dress, but that's another sermon for another time. But there are people who don't have appropriate clothes to wear in appropriate scenarios. Jesus said we should care about those people. But there's also people who are, if you can get this in your mind, spiritually naked. They love the Lord, but they have no clue what it means to serve Jesus. They don't have any concept what it means to be Christian. Jesus said we need to care about those people. We need to take action. We need to do something. He addresses the sick. There are people who are physically sick in which we need to be caring for. There are people who are spiritually sick in which we need to be caring for. There are people in prison or bondage that Jesus mentions. Physical prison, even spiritual prison. Not everything spiritual is godly. There's other spirits in our world, evil spirits. There's people who are spiritually in bondage and need cared for. And then Jesus talks about the stranger. There's people out there that we don't know. Never met them before. Might meet them for the first time this coming week. And they might be the very person that we need to show care to. And then, believe it or not, there's just some strange people in the world. If you don't recognize one of them, it's probably you. Scripture does say that His people will be peculiar. And boy, some of us are peculiar. But that's beside the point. The thought is that we need to care. I want us to note that Jesus is saying this is what care looks like. As believers, for the church, this is the basis of care. It's kind of the foundation, if you would. Spiritual and physical. We should be caring for these individuals. And I have to draw our attention to verse 40. And Jesus said, and the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, because they asked, Lord, when were you hungry? When were you a stranger? When were you naked? When were you thirsty? When were you sick? When were you in prison? When were you in bondage? When were you a stranger? And Jesus says to them, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. You want to talk about a motivator for care. Every time you take action, you do something in regard to care, you're doing it to. This is what Jesus said to Jesus. He even said, if it's a cup of cold water in my name, you've done it to me. Remember the great command? Love God. How do you love God? You love God by loving your neighbor. Jesus says, because when you do it to them, you're doing it to me. We might ask ourselves, is Jesus serious about this care thing? Oh, you better believe He's serious about this care thing. If we ask, does Jesus care? Yeah, Jesus cares. He cares so much that he even tells us in whom we should care for. And so as we're understanding this care thing and we're beginning to take action like we've never taken action before, we might even ask the question, who are we to care for? And I think that's important as we understand care. Who is it we're to care for? Well, we found right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 25 and 26, we are to care for the body of Christ, the church, one another. We are to have deep care, empathy for our brothers and sisters in Christ. But we also understand that we are to have that same care and that same empathy for the least of these. Jesus shares with us in Matthew chapter 25, 35 through 40. Our neighbors, friends, strangers, co-workers, enemies. Remember 2 weeks ago I talked about Jesus said, who we to love. And He says, if you love those who love you, what have you accomplished? Basically, He says, what have you accomplished? Now, I'm not saying it's not important to love those who love us, but that's typically, usually not hard to do. But Jesus says, love your enemy. When you love your enemy, you've demonstrated love. When you care for, if I can say, your enemy, you've demonstrated genuine care. Jesus says you're to care for the least of these. Often the people nobody else cares for. And as we begin to come to a conclusion this morning, Scripture shares with us a powerful example of Christian care. We find that in Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 37. And you'll recognize this, this story quickly. Once again, Jesus was sharing about who is our neighbor, who are people we're supposed to care about. And he shares this parable with us in Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 37. Simply says, then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Maybe in his mind saying, oh, that's unfortunate. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. Maybe a little sympathy. He looked and said, oh, man, that's got to be painful. I feel sorry for him. I added that, just so you know. Come on, guys, smile for a moment. Okay. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion, empathy. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. Powerful. Powerful story. And Jesus says, so which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Oh, there's so much to be shared and pondered in this parable Jesus shares. In fact, tonight in dinner devotions, we're going to take a look at this very passage of Scripture. I hope that you'll come out this evening. If you've not come out for dinner devotions, it's time you try it. It's time you do something. We're going to have a great time this evening as we discuss this passage in depth. And we'll have some fun with it as well. But I shared it with you for this reason. I want us, as we're thinking about care this morning, and this thought of taking action, is to consider verse 37. And it says to us, and he said, he who showed mercy on him. Jesus asked those involved in this conversation, who do you think was neighbor? Who do you think cared And the response was, he who showed mercy on him. That's not what I want us to get. Listen to Jesus' answer. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Don't be the Pharisee, don't be the Levite. You know, the response was, he didn't say the Samaritan. We'll talk about that this evening. But Jesus said, go and do likewise. Jesus is saying to us this morning, or in regard to care, go and do likewise. Or in other words, do something. Take action. And so as we close this morning, in regard to care, one of the most important questions we need to answer is this. Who are we caring for? But I want to go a little more personal this morning and just simply ask, who are you caring for? Truth is, we shouldn't even have to think about that. I hope that we do think about it, but we shouldn't have to. We should immediately know who it is we are caring for. The challenge today is simply to take action. We ask that question, how do we take action? Well, maybe today is where we begin to pray for the opportunity to care for somebody, either inside, well, I should say both and inside and outside of the body of Christ. And so how do we take action? Today might be the day where we say, Lord, help me. I've not been very good at caring for others. And that's taking action. That's taking a step forward. This morning we might even get specific. Lord, who is it that you want me to specifically? Now we should care about everybody. We should care about everybody in church. We should care about all our neighbors and all that stuff. But when I'm talking about prayer, care, share, and power, I'm talking about somebody, an individual you know by name that you're praying for, that you're caring for, that you're sharing with, and that you're empowering. And so maybe today is the day where you ask the Lord, who is it, Lord, that I need to be caring for? Or maybe you're asking the Lord today, or we're moving from the understanding of sympathy to empathy, where we're going to begin to feel with, not just feel for. That's taking action. Maybe today is the day that we do take action, and sometime this week, we do an act of caring intentionally. Lord, this is the person. I'm going to send a card. I'm going to send a text. I'm going to do a visit. I'm going to buy a cup of coffee. I'm going to take somebody to lunch or somebody to breakfast, or I'm going to mow their grass, or I'm going to take their trash out. I'm going to wash their car. I'm going to do something this week so that that person knows that I care about them. I don't know if we know or not, but there's millions of people who go to bed every night feeling that nobody cares about them. Do you know who can make a difference? You and I. Can I challenge us today to take action? To do something? To move forward and genuinely caring for others? Let's stand together this morning. I want to ask Lana and Brian if you would come. And as they play softly this morning, You know where you're at in this whole care scenario. I want to encourage you today. Maybe you need to step out to an altar of prayer and pray about one of these scenarios. Lord, help. Maybe it's just, Lord, help me to care. I've been in this attitude of I could kind of care less lately. Maybe we need to address that, first of all. Or maybe you need to say, Lord, I know who it is. Help me to care for them. Maybe we don't know who that person is that we should be personally caring for. Maybe we need to pray about that this morning. And I know what the devil's already saying. If you step out on an altar, everybody's going to think that you didn't care about people. That's baloney. That's a lie. Or maybe this morning you'll stand right where you are and say, Lord, you know my heart. Help me. Help me to do better. Help me to understand what I need to do. Whatever that is. Could we just get honest with God this morning for a moment? Could we come to that place where we genuinely, deeply, honestly care? The truth is, church, all of us need the Lord to help us. And yes, there are some people the Lord has placed on this earth that just has just this tremendous, genuine care for people. And they're awesome. But there's other of us that it has to be intentional and we have to work at it. We would be willing to allow the Lord to come and help. We're just going to pause for a moment. May you just be mindful of what God is doing in and through you today. Truth is, church, if we don't care, there ain't nobody going to care. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, thank you for caring for us, caring about us. And Lord, I know today that you care more deeply than any of us can ever care. And I thank you for that. You care about our trials and our struggles and our hurts and our losses. But Lord, would you help us? Each and every one of us gathered here or those that are gathered online this morning or will be watching sometime this week that you would just impress on us this genuine Christian care. So distinct, so rich, so wonderful, so powerful. Lord, help us move from sympathy to empathy. Help us to be your hands and feet. Help us to be people who care and care deeply for others. Lord, we just need you to touch us, to stir us, to move in us, to help us become who you designed us to be, people of care. We ask in your precious name. Amen.